I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
We are just so happy that you joined us, especially as we're getting through one holiday onto the next holiday. And we just are so happy that you're here.
And holidays are about food. That food speaks to the happiness and the love that we share as a family. The preparation of the food sometimes brings chaos.
A little stress.
Yes, that's for sure. And especially if you're wanting to try new recipes, or if you have a family with traditions and you want to keep making those recipes year after year. It's a fun time of year, though. At least it is in our house. And I love the traditions.
And people seem to get busier and busier. And that kind of puts some pressure on getting food prepared for the special event, but also day to day.
Yes. And that's what I have to always mull over in my mind. I know when I'm preparing for the holiday meal, but how about the meals when family is still there? Then what do I get? Help me out with this.
And what do you do? You know, you got to keep your husband happy too.
Yes.
Yes, from day to day. Well, that's one reason that I suggested we might talk about crock pots, or we should say slow cookers.
Tell me the difference, Yvonne.
Well, you know what a Kleenex is? That's a brand name.
Yes.
Crock pot is a brand name. So slow cooker is actually the name of the piece of equipment.
Thank you.
Then there are a number of brands that you can buy. I didn't research this, but I'm thinking probably crock pot was kind of the first popular one on the market. So we just started calling them crock pots.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And if you say that word, I think most everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yes, I agree. For a while there, I often thought a crock pot was a smaller version of a slow cooker.
I see. Well, just a brand name. And saying that just reminds me, you know, there are different sizes of slow cookers. I just recently purchased a smaller one. I think it's like a quart and a half. Most of them are more like five quarts or liters. But, you know, I don't need a great big slow cooker to put a 1 pound roast in.
Sure.
Yeah. And so you can choose different sizes, and that makes it more useful. Now, it's interesting. I have to ask you, do you have one? Do you own a slow cooker?
It's one of those small appliances that is tucked away in my lower cupboard right next to my food processor is in front of it, which I use so much more. But yes, I do have a slow cooker, and I do not use it very much.
Well, when my neighbor hears this, she'll identify herself, because we were just talking about it. She said, oh, yeah, it's up there on the top shelf, and it's been there for 20 years.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking there are many people who have slow cookers. Sometimes you got them as a wedding gift, depending on when you got married.
Yes.
You got one or two of those, and you just haven't used it. I think several reasons that one that I think of, I know when I first got ours that all I did in it was meat, usually a beef roast, and, you know, with the carrots and the potatoes and all that sort of thing. And it got so it just always tasted the same. So I got tired of that.
Sure.
Yeah. But we need to move on. There are so many recipes that you can make in a slow cooker besides all of the meat dishes, you know, chicken, pork, whatever, and combinations, stews, soups, you know, where you're using some kind of meat in them. But did you know you can make dessert?
I have heard that. I have not done that. But
we need to get Miss Nini making a dessert in the slow cooker just to try it out, because I know you are you like to try things out.
I think I've heard about doing an apple crisp in there, but beyond that, I have not heard of other desserts.
Cheesecake. You can make cheesecake.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would like to know more about that. And how does the texture turn out?
Well, it's in most baked products that we usually think of, the slow cooker version will be a little more moist because all of that moisture stays in there. But a little hint, I'm sort of getting ahead of where I wanted to be, but one hint is before you put the lid on, when you're doing a baked product that you know where all this moisture is, before you put the lid on, put enough paper towels that covers the whole top, and then the lid will hold that paper towel on, and that will absorb some of the moisture.
Now, should those paper towels be changed frequently if they get
quite soggy, you might need to do that, but it's not, I would put a couple of layers in there. It's probably not going to be a problem.
And probably depends on the thickness of the paper towels.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and I guess since we're talking about that, I'll just mention that another way that I've used my slow cooker a great deal was when I was cooking for groups at Harrisdale. I wanted to make the mashed potatoes ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, get that out of the way. And had a kind of a special holiday recipe. It has sour cream and cream cheese and some garlic and all that sort of thing. So I could make those early, put them in the slow cooker so they're going to stay hot. But one of the problems was, and when you take the lid off, you had all this extra moisture around the edge. And so usually putting the paper towels across the top, it's not touching the food, but enough so that the lid will hold them on, will help solve that problem.
Do you use slow cooker bags when you use your slow cooker?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I haven't often, but I have some, and I know that some people love them. Especially, again, it depends. Mashed potatoes would be a good example of sometimes that it can really stick around the edge and get a little dry, and then you go, oh, I got to clean this out, and that's another reason I don't use my slow cooker, for instance.
Yes.
And so, yeah, those bags are on the market, and it makes the cleanup nothing, basically.
And when slow cookers originally came on the market, did they have removable dishes in them?
So that
it made them harder to clean.
Even harder to clean, yes. And you can still get those. You know, the price range, I just saw some advertised for $8 a piece.
Oh, my, yes.
I'm not sure how long that's going to last, but, you know, it's a slow cooker. It would work, you know, on up, because you can spend hundreds of dollars and get the programmable ones, you know, just like your oven, and can program it to come on to a certain time and so on. So why would you use a slow cooker? Well, it's not summertime now, but in the summertime, it produces very small amount of heat. So you're keeping your kitchen cooler than putting something in the oven. Another reason, I think when they first came out, most people thought, well, it was something I could put in the slow cooker in the morning before I went to work or before I went off to my meeting, whatever, and something would be cooked for me when I got home. And so that's another good reason to use a slow cooker. And also, when we're talking about heat production, it's energy efficient. You use a little less electricity.
True.
So the other thing, there are probably several reasons, but if you have a tougher cut of meat, that long, slow cooking is what's recommended to make that meat more tender, and having the food ready when you come home. And then, if you haven't used it for other things, things like soups and stews, the flavors
develop.
Yes, much longer time to get those flavors
That's
going.
That's true. That's true. Now, how can the young people in the family contribute to making a meal in the slow cooker?
Well, one of the nice things about slow cooker, depending on the recipe, many of them do not take any pre-preparation other than maybe, like, if you have vegetables, you have to cut them up and so on.
Okay.
But the young people, we don't have a hot appliance to start with.
Oh, yes, that's
right. So they can just go through and help layer those things. Usually there's, if you have that kind of thing, you know, you put the carrots in first, you put the potatoes in next, you put the onions in next, whatever. So I think kids, frozen vegetables could go in, could help just layer them in and help put that recipe together. And
what great satisfaction for them when the meal is served for them to know that they made this. And
you
it was
bet.
Just so easy, and it's an encouragement to them to do it again.
You bet. So the other thing that I wanted to mention, there's more that we can talk about slow cookers. And if you have a computer, by the way, go on the web and put in slow cooker. You will find hundreds of recipes, hundreds, all kinds of suggestions.
Are we including a recipe
today?
We are
going to have a recipe on the website at KJN. And the one that I'm thinking we're going to have there is for cornbread.
I love cornbread. I don't make it often enough. Yeah. Maybe I need to get this recipe so I would make it more.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it'd be moist.
It would be. And yeah, it can get a little crusty around the edge if you like to have a little crust. And good idea to put a piece of parchment paper in the bottom so that it's easier to get out.
Oh, certainly.
When it gets all baked and you want to take it out. And you can just dump it then.
Would you use the cooking bag too?
You could, you know, that's another good alternative, because then you could just lift it out with a cooking bag.
Do you find that by using a cooking bag, more moisture stays in
not
the
necessarily
product?
All right. No, because you don't close it up at the top. It's
that's
over
right.
the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there are so many things that you can put in your slow cooker and use it. And the other thing related to holidays that we need to think about is it saves space on your stovetype and in your oven. You can go do something else. Do your side dishes in there, and then you're not taking up that space.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah. So it's helpful every day and it's helpful at holidays.
Well, go online to KJAN.com, click on Programs, then click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene to hear this broadcast again and any time of day as far as that goes, and get your recipe too for your slow cooker. We're just so happy you joined us today. And come back and listen to us again another time. And remember, fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.